A dip in the waters of the sacred pools of heaven. Welcome to this special guided meditation of cleansing, healing, and restoration. Please remember, as with all guided meditations, please use the power of all of your five senses to fully embody this mind, body, spirit healing journey. So now we invite you to close your eyes and relax. If you haven't done so, take off your shoes, take off your watch, and loosen any clothing to make you feel more comfortable. And so now, sitting comfortably or laying down, allow yourself to fully relax. And now that you're comfortable, we invite you to take a few moments to focus on your breathing. And begin by taking a few slow, deep breaths and relaxing after each exhalation. So, let's begin. With the power of your imagination, your mind's eye, picture yourself and embody the sensations of yourself taking an early morning summer stroll down a thick moss-covered path in a lush, emerald green forest nestled in a mountain valley. The moss covering looks so tempting that you slip your shoes and socks off and walk barefoot on this soft, natural carpet. It feels exhilarating, and the sensations on your feet bring a smile to your face and a joy to your heart, because you've made this connection, this reconnection to the natural world. Relaxed and comfortable feet definitely create a relaxed heart, and that's why this feels so good. The time of day is early morning, and you quickly recognize the songs of birds, robins, finches, and chickadees all around you. Off in the distance, you think you even hear a few cardinals as well. Rays of golden sunlight break through the random openings which you observe through the tree's branches, and these rays of sunlight illuminate the path where you walk. This path, this forest setting, this stunning mountain valley is reminiscent of a fairy tale or a country fable, one of returning home again. On this day, it appears that summer is slowly turning to autumn. The smell of the earth, the soil, the moss, the pine trees, the flowers, all of this fills your nostrils in a way that combines with the sweet scent of balsam fir to bring a smile to your face. As you walk along this path, you observe that it's covered in a gauntlet of trees. And with a few more steps, you notice off to your right, there's a small stream. Along the banks of this stream are rocks of varying size. And in a strange way, you notice that some of these rocks resemble faces. you walk along this path, the thought occurs to you that there are some people whom you need to forgive, to make peace with, and let go of any past disagreements, personal violations, or injustices. You decide now that the weight of these feelings and memories is just not worth carrying anymore. Moreover, the thought occurs to you that life is just too short to harbor these feelings of resentment and frustration on your own journey, particularly on a wondrous day like today. So you make up your mind it's time to let go of this emotional baggage, and you do just that. Let it go. With each stone that represents a face, perhaps even a familiar face, you pause momentarily. And then, from your head to your heart, you acknowledge a sense of forgiveness and a sense of emotional freedom from this release. For any and all people whom you harbor a slight or even perhaps a strong grudge, you now release any and all sensations of tension, any feelings of resentment. And it feels so liberating. Now, with a deep sigh or two, you realize that these emotional burdens have been lifted. And you take a slow, deep breath and continue on your journey, feeling even lighter, even happier, a slight bounce to your step. As you continue to stroll along, you notice the path gently climbs uphill. Off in the distance, off to your right, you hear what sounds like a gentle waterfall. The sounds grow a bit louder as you continue walking. And about a quarter mile ahead, off to your right, you see this stunning waterfall cascading down a sheer face cliff. The beauty takes your breath away. The scenery here is amazing. And again, the thought of this takes your breath away. It's reminiscent of a Maxfield Parrish painting, one done in lovely pastel colors. Within a few moments of this journey, you come upon an elaborate gate and a fence across this path. Above the gate is a sign that reads, "Sacred Pools of Heaven." You've heard talk of these thermal pools, even legends of their healing properties. And you're reminded of stories that speak of the medicinal qualities where people come from all over the world to be healed. Yet your initial excitement turns to disappointment when you see the gate is locked. But as you place your hand to the gate, just to be sure, it springs open, as if your touch was programmed for a private entry. And so it is, pure magic. Quite quickly, your disappointment blossoms into excitement once more. And so you push the wrought iron gate open and step through this portal, closing the gate as you enter, only to hear it fastened closed and become locked again, thus ensuring you have the whole place to yourself. As you step up along the moss-covered path to the thermal pools, on your next step you place your right foot onto a small stone-covered courtyard with several thermal infinity pools situated in a crescent shape of the perimeter of this stone terrace. In between each pool, there is a large potted plant with red and purple trumpet-shaped flowers. And you notice that there are blue and purple hummingbirds which appear to be floating from plant to plant, as if they're welcoming you to this healing oasis. And then you notice the view beyond the lip of each pool overlooks a verdant mountain valley. And as you continue to look, you see snow-covered peaks off in the distance. And this stunning view takes your breath away. Again, it's reminiscent of a painting, but you're actually here. As you refocus your gaze from the distant mountains to this terrace, you notice that each aqua blue or indigo blue thermal pool, circular in shape, is handsomely positioned on this patio terrace like topaz gemstones set in fine jewelry. Every pool, azure blue in color, is several feet deep. While each pool is tempting to enter, you walk over to one pool that speaks to you, and then you touch your hand onto the water, breaking the surface reflection to feel a very warm, almost hot sensation. A smile comes over your face, and you know this is going to be delightful. Moreover, this is going to be so healing. Now, seeing that you have the place to yourself, you quietly disrobe and slip into the aqua blue waters to a point where only your head is above the water. It feels so warm, almost hot, but so good and so healing. Just take a moment to feel that sensation. And within moments, you find a comfortable place to sit down and rest your head up against the smooth, stoned lip of this pool. Your arms rise up to nearly float to the surface, and you are in heaven as you look up in the sky. Slipping under the water, you submerge momentarily, and then come back up to exhale and return to a spot where you rest comfortably in the water. As you sit here, surrounded in this comfortable warm water, you contemplate the essence of healing waters, anointing waters, and a great many places on planet Earth that offer this opportunity for healing, like those in Lourdes, France, or Talikot, Mexico, Pamukkale, Turkey, Yanakkale, Australia, and the Tabacan Hot Springs in Costa Rica, just to name a few. Some of these thermal pools contain wondrous minerals that the skin absorbs like a sponge. Likewise, the nurturing heated waters from some thermal pools are also considered very, very healing. Moreover, some waters found in the thermal pools are set with an intention of healing, of cleansing, of releasing toxins from mind, body, and spirit. The thermal pools of sacred waters which you are now in contain all of these healing qualities and much more. At a deep level, you sense you were called here to these thermal pools for healing of mind, body, and spirit. So stop and ask yourself, what is it in your being that requests healing? Is it a physical ailment? Is it a significant loss? Is it a release of the old to make room for the new? Is it a spiritual healing? Perhaps it's all of these. Ask yourself now, what is it in your mind-body-spirit matrix that seeks wholeness? Take a slow, deep breath and relax, surrounded by these healing waters. And if you want, you can submerge once more and come back up refreshed. As you ponder these thoughts, let the magic healing powers of these waters of the sacred pools of heaven do their work. Let these waters cleanse and heal the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical energies of your body and allow yourself to return to wholeness. And as you sit in this wondrous healing pool, make a promise to yourself to release, cleanse, and surrender any and all thoughts, attitudes, and perceptions that no longer serve you and that are no longer needed for you on the remainder of your human journey. With your next slow, deep breath, let these mental, emotional, and spiritual toxins go as you exhale. Feel the warm waters that surround your body and know that the healing powers of these waters have begun their work in the healing process. Now take a moment as you look out over the mountain valley. You take another slow, deep breath and then slowly sink below the water's surface once again. Completely submerging yourself, you slowly exhale through your nose before resurfacing, feeling refreshed and renewed. Your muscles are relaxed, your mind is clear, and your spirit is renewed. These waters not only cleanse, they also reinvigorate you with an energy that will last a very long time. And so now, after soaking here for 10 to 15 minutes and feeling completely refreshed, you exit, stepping out of the pool. There at your feet, by your clothes, are two large towels to dry off and reacclimate to the world above water. So you grab a towel and surround yourself in a lush terry cloth comfort and dry off. And now, with yourself fully dressed, you retrace your steps out of the thermal pool area and continue walking back down the path to the gated entrance, re-emerging through this portal, a changed person. And And so you look back one final time and then push the wrought iron gate open and step through, closing the gate as you leave, only to hear it fasten closed behind you and becoming locked again. You give thanks once again from your heart space for the opportunity to enjoy these sacred pools of heaven today, knowing that you can come back at any time. Now, slowly allow this image to fade from your mind, but allow the feelings of relaxation, rejuvenation, and healing to linger throughout your body. When you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to a soft gaze in front of you. And if you want, you can begin to stretch your fingers and toes and roll your shoulders, bringing yourself fully back into your body with an awareness of the room that you're now in. Feeling ready to conquer and be one with the world. Smile.